Guelph Aramosa councillors were met with a mixture of concerns about increased tax rates and where those dollars will go at a public meeting to discuss the proposed 2025 budget on Wednesday afternoon. The meeting started with an update on the proposed tax levy increase, which has been reduced from 4.38% to 3.79% after council asked for the levy to be lowered to at least 4% last month. The current increase does not include the county's portion of the tax bill. This proposed increase is a little high for Rockwood resident Tara Payton, who commented on the cost of living and how high property taxes are making it increasingly difficult for residents like herself to keep deciding to stay in town. "I do feel that it's a little high, especially since we had over 4% last year. Things like that don't make it very welcoming, in my opinion, to stay in a tiny town. It's just making it increasingly difficult to stay in a tiny place like this," said Payton. Resident Phil Hersky said holding a public budget meeting at 1 p.m. on a Wednesday feels disingenuous, considering most people work 9-to-5s. He also asked about reserve allocations and called the allocated capital funds for projects like volleyball courts at Martin Park and Gaga ball pits at Eden Mills Park questionable. Currently, $265,000 has been allocated for the two projects in the 2025 capital budget, most of which will go toward 6 volleyball courts. Approximately $800,000 in capital funding has been allocated for parks and recreation projects in 2025, including $125,000 for a tot lot and swing play structure at Rockmosa Park, $40,000 for a disc golf course at Martin Park, and $125,000 for multi-use pads at Cross Creek Park and David Masson Park. Defending the proposed allocation, Mayor Chris White said projects like the volleyball courts aren't concrete and have to be self-sustaining. He also clarified the project would be supported by reserve funds that were not generated by tax revenue. "The initial numbers we got, we're not happy with them," said White. "We're not proposing adding that to the taxes. The volleyball court project has to pay for itself or it won't proceed." On the topic of the higher taxes, White said Guelph, Aramosa has a smaller population than larger urban centers, which contributes to a higher tax impact. For reserves, White said there's a tsunami coming for all municipalities regarding infrastructure down the road, and the township has actually added $190,000 more to reserves this year in an effort to accommodate that. "We're trying to boost those reserves to look at infrastructure going forward. We have lower reserves because when we get those reserves in, we're reinvesting them back into the infrastructure," said White. Also disputing some of the proposed parks and recreation allocations, resident Ian McDonald spoke at the meeting to share complaints about the proposed upgrades to the northeast corner of Rockwood, saying neighbors will be looking for someone to hang by the heels. "Are we actually going to destroy that neighborhood?" said McDonald, asking why the township wants to spend $3 million to annoy everybody. Staff said $80,000 in capital funding is allocated in 2025 for surveys and designs related to a multi-year water main replacement and reconstruction in northeast Rockwood, since the area has some of the oldest water mains and sanitary sewers in Rockwood. The area also has the majority of road sections with the lowest condition ratings in Rockwood and substandard road sections for an urban environment, said staff. "Just to be clear, this initial study is to take a look at what we might do. Staff aren't suggesting we're going to whip in there and double the size of the road and give sidewalks and curbs to everybody. We're not big government rolling in to tell you exactly what to do," said White. "At the end of the day, the neighborhood might end up being exactly as it is, with some curb improvements for drainage and some underground water stuff. It may be no different at all. We don't have the details. The final budget will be approved at a future meeting." Isabel Buckmaster is the local Journalism Initiative reporter for Guelph Today. LJI is a federally funded program.